He boosted entrance requirements, but more important, he installed the preceptorial plan, modeled after Oxford's ancient tutorial system. Under it, clusters of 4 to 6 students were attached to a preceptor who was to guide and inspire them. One of the men Wilson brought in as a preceptor, Professor Wurtenbecker, recalls.
His first step was to insist upon greater strictness in keeping ill-prepared boys from entering Princeton and a freer use of the axe upon all idlers who did. If a youth wished to idle away his time, he had better do so at home rather than preempt classroom space that could be utilized more profitably by others.
Princeton became a world in miniature. The educational reformer tried to make over the college, just as the political reformer later would try to make over the world. Again, Professor Wurtenbecker.
He thought the club system undemocratic. He criticized the luxurious appointments of the club. But more serious was the slow, almost imperceptible decline of the old democratic spirit and the growth of social distinctions. He wanted to introduce a new social force on the campus, the quadrangle or college, into which the clubs could be integrated and in which the undergraduates would be forced to live. It was to be a modified form of the English college, superimposed upon an old American university.
The pedagogue failed, at least in part, at Princeton. How did it come about that the professor became the politician?